man is within the wall and nobody hears what is going on in that place. You won't hear. Now, there's no way that man is going to be able to come into that house, correct? The only way he can come out is to become a thief for a moment. Break the window, climb through the window. And what did Jesus Christ call those people? He said they are thieves, right? So, why are we saying this? Because God said, I have given you the keys of the kingdom. How is God going to be able to come and have pleasure on this earth in my life without me and you opening doors for him to come in? Because a lot of people put the blame that it's God's will, you know, this would not have happened if God didn't want it. But he gave the keys to me and you. So we are the ones that open the doors, and we are the ones that actually lock the doors. Sometimes I know we pray prayer, God lock the door. Well, he's not the one. Now, he will put his will in our heart that, my son, you need to unlock the door so I can come in. What did he say? He said, whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So what happens at the end of the day, we actually control all he does. I know sometimes this looks, it looks as though God is weak. No, he gave us the house. Remember the example of the house? He gave you the house. He gave you everything. Okay, so that uncle gave you the house, paid, put money in your bank to pay all the water bill, the electric bill, the HOA bill. You know what HOA bill is? I don't know what they do, but there's HOA bill. And they get it every year. And they mow the tiny lawn around the pathway. And they get this money. So, now, what if you refuse to pay the HOA bill? Saying, I don't care. They don't really mow my lawn anyway. I'm not going to pay the HOA bill. You know what happens to HOA bill? It racks up very, very quickly within the year. It's only $200, but by the time they send you first, second letter, it is now $1,200. And then before you know it, it's $3,500 and it's $10,000, and they are trying to put your house on the market because you signed the bill, a notice that you didn't know that, an agreement. But now, this is God, so he has put the money in the bank for your HOA bill. And then the HOA person come knocking at the door. Or the bill that was $200, but I was too busy. I didn't have time to pay it. It's now $560. And I say, God, it's $560. I need your help to pay this bill. Soon coming, the money is in the bank. All you need to do is lose the money. Do some withdrawal from the bank. So a lot of the things that we blame God for, we are actually supposed to be the one to wake up and take charge. We the people, like we wrote our constitution, we the people. You know, in that constitution, it didn't say that we the God, no, it said we the people. So it's me and you that actually do this work. Okay, so they gathered together with Jesus and they saw all the mighty works that Jesus is doing, and his disciples says, Master, teach us how to pray. And Jesus Christ started by saying that our Father who art in heaven, where is he at? Where does he do his own act? In heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth. I see it in heaven. So the healing is settled. The provision is settled. Everything is settled. But Jesus Christ said, thy will be done here on earth, just the same way is being recorded, registered, settled forever in heaven. Now, who does that praying? Me and you, right? Thy will be done here. So that's one of the things that we as prayer, we are reminding ourselves of, whose job is this? Now, don't beat yourself. If you see a lot of chaos around you, don't beat yourself black and blue. Just sit up and start doing what you're supposed to do as a prayer. And see God move. Now, some things will move right away. Some things might take time to move because they didn't build up in one day. So they might not go in one day. I know we as prayers, sometimes we want to see miracles. I pray for the mountain be moved and cast into the sea. And then you wake up tomorrow, the mountain is like, oh, maybe another eruption has happened. And now it's a bigger mountain with molten lava coming down the mountain. Fiery ones. Just stand against that mountain until it removes. Jesus Christ said it will be removed. Amen. Hallelujah. So we as prayer, let's be encouraged. But we have great power. Great power. We can move mountains. We can do things beyond yourself. But God said, you see, I'm looking for a man. I'm looking for somebody to stand in the gap. He's searching. He's looking for somebody that will strive himself, that will just yield himself and put himself there and say, Lord, okay, we have a deal. Use me. I want to do this. And one of the things I'm also learning recently is about my will and God's will. They are different. My will and God's will. Now, the perfect will is God's will. Many times, my own will came out of my experience or what I see around me. I say, okay, I'd like to have that car that looks exactly like that. It doesn't mean that that is God's perfect will for a car for you. Now, will God do that? Yeah, just like your child wants, or a little child around you wants a toy, and you say, baby, wait, I'm going to get you a nice toy. No, I want my toy right now. I want this one, and it is $3.25. This is cheap, mommy. Buy it. Wait, I have this one that is $98. I'm planning for it. No, I want it. No, that, this has happened to me. I knew they were going to release this wonderful game, and my son has been wanting the game. And I said, you know, I know it's Black Friday. I said, but if you wait another 1 week, I think the new one will be released, and we'll be able to buy that one. No, I want this. That one is a smaller screen one. The Nintendo thing, smaller screen one. And there's this new one that you can even disconnect and use it on your big screen TV. You kept saying, no, that's what I want. I really want this one right now. That's what I really want. And he was almost falling sick on me. You know, the way they behave, they would now be going around the house as though somebody has hit them as though their life is gone. Can you wash the dishes? So I told my wife, I said, you know what? I'm going to buy it. We'll buy it. So we bought it. A few months down the road, he said, yeah, this new one is really cool. I said, yeah. And it is just $20 difference from the one we bought with hard currency. You see how this thing? So now, what are we saying? Because I had my plans that I'm going to buy, but I can't force him because he was almost dying on me. And I always tell them that, you won't die. I tell them, I say, listen, if you don't get this thing, you're going to sleep. You wake up tomorrow, you'll be alive. I tell them that. I say, you won't die. Trust me, if you don't get this thing, you'll be alive tomorrow, next tomorrow, you'll be alive. So don't let us do that to God. Amen? Amen. Okay. So let's go to. So the will of God. So what do we do consciously when we are believing God for things? I will have to table my will and say, just like Jesus Christ said. He didn't say, you know, Lord, I have my. We know he prayed that prayer in the garden, right? Not my will, but your will be done. Now, his own will would have been a little cushioned, right? Angels coming to massage him, or maybe put something around him that is it won't be too painful, and you would think that it's painful, but angels can cover him up and be like this. And, oh, it's very painful. Oh, put him on the cross. I'm dead. No. He didn't do that. So, but he allowed himself to go through that because God's will was not just about Jesus. It wasn't just about the man Jesus. It was about me and you. Isaiah 53 said that, for my people's sake did I strike him. For the sake of my people was he struck. Let's read that and then we'll move on. Isaiah 53. I think it's verse 8. Yeah. 53 verse 8 says, he was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people was he stricken. So God said, hey, I have some coming on the line. I need provision for him. I have Angela coming. I have this person coming. And they are coming. And these children are coming. And these ages are coming. I need to make provision for them. So he was struck because of that. But in the garden, Jesus Christ had to submit his own will for the greater glory. Now, if you are going to have to talk to God today, or if you are going to have to take healing or take salvation today, whose name do you call? Jesus. He laid down his life for me and you. Now, it would have been easier for him to escape that. Maybe there would have been another plan B. I don't know. But God is God. No, don't think that everything you've heard about God is all that there is. God is God. Okay. So, 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy. Timothy. All of you are wrong. Trust me. Can you see it? Nope. Because none of you were the same. Yeah. Yeah. He said Timothy, like a T. Now I say Timothy. Timothy. I mean, what is it? Chapter 2. He said, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For now, let me read this from the Amplified. I was trying to go to the Greek this morning. I didn't have time because I really want to search it more out in Greek. But this, So I read this one from Amplified Classic. It says, first of all, then,
I admonish and urge that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all men. When you do something on behalf of somebody, what does that mean? Yeah, you can answer. You can answer. Yeah, you are free to? Man? You stand in the gap for them. So, so if I pay off your car, go to the bank, investigate where your banker is, search out the name, and say, hey, yes, I want to pay off this person's car, and this is the money, and you pay off the car. So I've paid off that car on the behalf of that person, right? Which means that person no longer had to pay for that car, correct? It also means that I took over the responsibility. Now, to the bank. To the bank, that guy or that woman doesn't owe the bank any longer, correct? Okay. So, now, so having that, let's go to verse 2. It says, so it says, on behalf of all men, comma, for kings, and for all who are in position of authority or high responsibility, comma, that outwardly we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life and inwardly a peaceable one in all godliness and reverence and seriousness in every way. 3. For such praying is good and right and is pleasing and acceptable to God, our Savior. Why? Why? Ma? He wishes all men to be saved. Yeah, that's the answer is right there. Next verse. Okay. Who wishes all men to be saved and increasingly to perceive and recognize and discern and know precisely and correctly the divine truth, which is, for there is only one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people, a fact that was attested to at the right and proper time. So we see here in verse 1 that we were admonished to make prayer on behalf of all men. So why this is so, he's writing this to me and you, expecting God orchestrated this, expecting that me or you, did you say, is it you and I or me and you? Whatever. Me and you is good? Okay. You and I. Okay. That is here, God is expecting that you and I will step in the gap and begin to do the assignment that the kings should have done. Do the assignment that all those that are in authority should have done. So that's why it doesn't matter whether the guy that is the king is born again or not born again. God said, I've put this man or this woman in this position, and one of the things that will bring a lot of undisturbed life, a peaceable life, to the people which they govern is that if only these people will reach out to me, just like Solomon cried to me for wisdom, and I blessed Solomon. You know that the blessing that came upon Solomon wasn't only for Solomon. The Bible said during his reign, there was no war. No war. And during his reign, they were laying gold on the street. Go and read your Bible. It is there. This is not movie. This is life.
there was gold. So who is coming to steal when there is gold piled up on the street? I have my gold, you have your gold. The Bible described a servant and talked about the meal that they give them. So I don't know who is serving those servants, but it is the servant. And the Bible gave us a graphic example of how many cattle or cow and how they feed them, how he built houses for them. It's not in heaven. It was right here on this earth. Why? Because the guy prayed. He said, God, I'm young. Give me wisdom that I may rule this your people and administer justice well. And the Bible said the thing pleased God and gave him wisdom. And through all those years that even when he was messing up, nobody dare attack Solomon. In fact, people that should attack him were bringing gift to him and bowing their heads and say, Solomon, just tell me a little bit of this wisdom. Just tell me something. So, that's an example of a king that prayed to God, right? So, the Bible says we should pray on their behalf. You, the righteous one, then just like you pay off the guy's car note, you step in and say, Lord, I'm standing in the gap right now for President Donald Trump. And I'm going to ask this on behalf of President Donald Trump. Now, the thing here is that this type of praying, you have to pray the will of God. You cannot pray your own will because then it turns to what we call witchcraft. And if you go into that realm of witchcraft, it could be taken from you. I mean, a lot of the enemy comes in there. This is the year of the higher order of praying. So you can step in there and begin. It's not. I know. I understand. We pray for the President Donald Trump. Lord, give him wisdom, give him knowledge, and Lord, just bless his wife, bless Melanie, bless that young boy who is with him in the White House. Bless him and give him wisdom, help him with all this negotiation. Yeah, that is good, but what if you standing in the gap for him began to pray with new tongues and bring reserves into his life? And he wakes up and he's just happy. And he just smart all of a sudden. And he's just happy with his wife, even though sometimes maybe he bites do the makeup, and then smiles on the camera. Everybody, yeah, this is Donald Trump, and turns back. Don't talk to me right now. You know the way people act, you know. And he wakes up and he has this bank account full of joy, of wisdom. All of a sudden he knows what to do. And he says, wow, that was good. I think I'm smart, you know. But it was you. You woke up 2 a.m. in the night. And your will said, it's cold. Let me just get extra blankie and cover my head. Then the Lord say, maybe you need to help me and just connect with Trump or connect with that person or connect with that person. And you say, okay, Lord, I'll do that. Okay, and you start praying the Holy Ghost. And you make this draw from heaven. And you make that deposit for that person. And the person wakes up and things are working well. And he thinks that he or she is just smart. That's called intercession. That's intercession. You do it for them and bless them, and they don't even know what is going on. And you sit down and watch. Sometimes I go home after prayer, and I want to watch the news. Yes, I want to know what is going on in the news. And I'm intent. I say, wow, we covered that. That's cool. Well, that's really smart. Oh, that's dumb, man. Yeah, because I'm watching. Because I knew one way, it's not prideful. I just knew I participated in something. And I know I'm going to see it on the news. Because I went. Me and you went before. Amen? So you can go before. You can do this for your pastor. And make him smart all of a sudden, right there. And he's reading and say, I've never seen that before. Wow. Like Jesse would say, wow, I will take an offering for myself. Yes. Right? Wow. I will buy the tape. I will buy the tape myself. He stumbled on something because we were praying for him that the eyes of his understanding be enlightened. Right? Maybe he didn't pray that in the morning. We don't know. But God placed him there and made him a man or a woman of influence, right? And you come in and support. And support. Amen? Okay, so we are going to be praying, right? So just to encourage us, just to share that, to encourage us as prayer, that don't underestimate the effect of your praying. Now, even if you don't see the result today, Bible says, wait for it. It will surely come, though it tarries. Wait for it, because it will not tarry. Habakkuk chapter 2. It might look tarrying, it might look late. Bible says, wait for it. It will not tarry. It will surely come. To you, it is late. But in event of everything that has to be connected in the realm of the spirit, people that God has been talking to, just like he was talking to you before you finally made the prayer, there were some stubborn people just like you who will not yield yourself to do what you're supposed to do at the right time and postpone it and postpone it and postpone it and postpone it. Because God is going to walk through human beings just like you. That's why he said that when you sow that seed, so shall men give unto your bosom. It's not talking about dollar giving. It's talking about when you give yourself to these activities, how did you respond to it? It's a giving way. You gave yourself to God. It's okay, so shall men give. People are going to respond, but no, God is a merciful God, so that's why we plead the blood of Jesus and ask for forgiveness, so he doesn't pay us back in our own coins. Amen? Okay, so we are going to be praying for our pastor, and I want to just share some of these things with you. I was in the prayer meeting with, I'm blessed to be called into that prayer meeting where she prays with the pastors. Lord has given me that for a very long time now. So, but this is some of the things she was sharing. She said that during the victory tour, she prayed and sowed a seed and targeted answers. Lord, I want answers. Lord, I want answers. I want answers in my life. I want answers in my family. I want answers for this church. I want answers for the people. Answers for miracle. Answers for gift of faith. Answers. I want answers. Lord, I need answers. And so she sowed a seed. She and Pastor George sowed seed for answers. That will be praying for spirit of wisdom and revelation. Yes. So do things. And let me tell you some of the things that she mentioned with regards to answers. I know so that this is to help us. I'm sharing this to prayers, people that pray. When we are praying, some of the effect of our prayer, where the Lord might be using our prayer. So she said that some months ago, we did an assessment of our sewer plant. I knew of that because in one of my groups, we've been praying over the sewer plant and all those things. So she said that they did an assessment and realized that by the time they approached EPA, we had to report ourselves to EPA that the sewer plant is not up to code. Now, if EPA had discovered that was what was happening, they will have to shut us down on the campus, fine us, and won't allow anybody to operate on this campus. That's just the law. But this was, the Lord helped us, so it was discovered, and they approached, and so they went to EPA, and EPA said, okay, that's good, and gave us time to fix some of those things. Now, one of those activities that they spent money on, just for the sewer plant, was $1 million. So that's just $1 million like that. Gone like that. Then we have a power plant. I know you must have heard Brother Copeland talks about Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel, right? Those are the four generating plants we have. I heard that one a long, long time ago, if I even came here. So they also did something on that, like compliance, and realized that three of them, we have to spend some money. So we spend the money, like $500,000, on some of those machines, and after spending it, check the thing again, and it still didn't pass. So that's $500,000 there. So now, when she's talking about answers, you see, it's not just answer, let me come and preach a revelation to these people in church and wind them up in prayer. No. There are moving parts. There are things that are actually going on the campus. So what if she's thinking about the employee and thinking about bonus for the end of the year? She needs answers, right? I mean, people have worked. She might be thinking of bonus. Let me see some of the things. So we are going to be helping her this morning for wisdom. Okay, she mentioned something about DirecTV, which we've been praying over too. Okay, and behind the scene, there is transaction going between DirecTV and Dish Network. Dish is trying to buy Direct is trying to buy Dish. We are in contract with Dish. We are trying to get in contract with DirecTV. So we are like, okay, you will get in there. And there are people that those networks will pay to be on their own channel. So why are they not paying us? Why are we trying to get 7-point-something million just to pay for 1 year? Why can't they pay us? Answers. It's possible for them to pay us to be there. Or it's possible at least for it to be half the price. Maybe God wants us to wait another 2 months or 1 month or make the deal right now. We don't. So answers. You see answers there? So sometimes if you see Pastor Terry go before by you and she's not smiling at you, it's not that she's sad. It's just that her eyes, something is rolling in the brain and she's thinking about something. It's not that she didn't want to see you. It's just that there are other things she's dealing with that is just beyond me and you's 2 minutes fellowship after service. You see that? Answers. But so that's what me and you do as prayers. We help them. They are the people in position of authority. And so there are answers like that needs to be, that we need to work on. She's believing God for 1 million people crossing the threshold in prayer. Brother Copeland, end time transfer. Where, this end time where transfer we've been praying about. Yeah. End time when transfer. All these things. So, I think we're going to pray now. Amen? Now, don't strain yourself as you pray, but we are believing the Holy Spirit to help us. So we see that this can't be done by power nor by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And so we are engaging the Holy Spirit to help us in this time of praying. And so when you are praying for them, and that's why Miss Iva, we are going on the 43rd week. She's been preaching about praying in other tongues. I say we should do that. We should keep doing that. We should keep doing that. So let's pray. As we pray, we are going to pray in the Holy Ghost to help the people in position of leadership, that there may be a peaceable life. All of us. Just standing in the gap. So you can now see a better picture of me, of yourself, you and me, actually helping and making provision. And tomorrow you watch the news and you smile at the news. And you say, wow, yeah, I was involved. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, we praise you. We bless your name. We bless you. We bless you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your help. We thank you for prayers, for supplication, giving of thanks, intercession, be your desire for it to be made for all men. Yes. Yes, it's your desire for all men in this nation to be saved. It's your desire for all men that you have apportioned for Eagle Mountain International Church, all men that you have apportioned for Kenneth Copeland Ministries, all men that you have apportioned for the Revival Capital of the Old Earth, all men that you have apportioned that should be added to us, that should be added to the body of Christ because of our praying, because of our involvement over every available voice. Lord, this morning we are praying for all men. Everything you want to connect, Lord, we table this before you. We table all the avenues, the Victory Network, Lord. We table that avenue before you. Eagle Mountain International Church Avenue. Avenue of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Avenue of Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Yes, we table all this before you, Lord God. Oh, stand in manash, taklem brunga makasha. Yes, for the salvation of all men. Praying for the kings. Praying for those in authority. Praying for Brother Copeland, Sister Gloria, Pastor George, and Pastor Terry. Praying for them. Praying, O God, for our Sister Iva in the name of Jesus. Praying, O God, for her. Praying. Praying, O God, for all of the prayer. For Sister Mary Lou. Praying for her. Lifting her up before the throne of grace. Praying for them. Praying for the prayers. Praying for the prayers that stand in the gap. Oh, yes. Kelende ramana shikapa kaba kande kelebo shikaba. Elebe ramana angolo breke ne kalamashteka na makashi. Diengo do baraka diege le moroko taga baka. Yes, praying for the prayers, Lord. Gemara kande. Mayango lo bereke dongo lo maraka baka shana maka. Yes, kelebangado golo bega ya kapaka. Yamole ma yole ma yala mo yele mo yala ma yemo ko ma yala. Shamala ma yolo ma yile ma yolo me yala mo yele ma yala ma shaklo ma yalo mo shteka baga. O yemele krabadashi kelebanda bashe. O le me garama kashe le branga de kalabashi kalaba. Marabashi le go. Yeah, if you want to move forward, you can move closer. So. Can move closer if you want. Oh, le brashi ne kala bara kashi le muroko bashi le bakara man mashike le bokora bagashi le ma reba kayene mashila male be kashara male bakushone me garaba kashi le mon garaba ashte le bogoba ale bakayana makolo bageya lama kashi le moko. And the goal of the grass in the maste, Halamanga in the mosto, Labaga, Estelia, Astolia, Namashe, Marama, Yamoye, Mayima, Yomasha, Biabo, Miamia, Moyo, Miamia, 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 Nasuni, Nena, Mayo, Mashine, Mayo, 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 Ye, Kamayo, Emoya, Yamoshe, Eya, Amoye, Esho, Namash, Eloye, Makoye, Nemaka, Yemosha, Makaya, Mashe, Tura, Mashaka, Marabashi legona amaraba yakoroba goshinema malabashi
amashi mashi 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 Shotora pata ye tero pata ye tero pata tero pata tero pata ye tero pata re tero pata re tero tore te pata re tero tore me taya tore taya.
Shut up! Ambarados, 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 Eleborodos, Ambarados, Ambagadados, Eremengados, Eremanos, Maliandos, Haba, 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 Kalos, Haba, Father, Amaros, Haba, Father, Ebe Gorobada, Ambaramadabada, Ambaramadabada, Aba, Ush, hash, ush, hash, kalam.
Hallelujah. I want to, some of the things that she mentioned, and this will help us here because I have scriptures for that. Exodus 25:40, and I also have Hebrews 8:5. So we'll read both of them. Now, what she mentioned was that when Pastor George's dad went to heaven, that after some time, Pastor George had a vision, and she was in this large room, and she knew that this is heaven, and it was like a big boardroom, a ballroom with chairs around, and there was this plan on the table, big like blueprint on the table, and his dad was looking at the plan. He was just looking at the plan. So Pastor George came in there and saw his dad looking at the plan. And so, of course, you know, some of those things. So he woke up, and that what he got was that the dad was looking over the blueprints of the revival capital. It's on the table. You know, we've heard of things being on the table in heaven, arms, legs, eyes, and different things in some of these storehouses in heaven. And so the plan for the revival capital was right there on the table, and he was looking at it, looking at it. You know, Jesus Christ said, I'm going to prepare a place for you in my Father's house. There are many mansions, many abode. So, which means the revival capital, if God said, this coming to you, not if, God said, told Brother Copeland, coming to you from the revival capital of the old earth. So, which means there exists in heaven, by the way God operates, the revival capital. That revival capital has all the amenities that is supposed to be in the revival capital. It has all the buildings. It has all the things that Brother Copeland received. I didn't bring my thing here. It has all the
50 and above. No, it's not 50 and above. To all these young people, we've raised the map now. It's no longer 50 and above. It's, this is me. So, you know, we are all the elderly people, like the elderly place, the hotels, the park, and I haven't looked at it recently. But all the wonderful things that were supposed to be on this campus. Now we have our Bible school. There's supposed to be a prayer building somewhere out there. I know it because we talked about it, we prayed about it, and we are still calling in our prayer building today. So, but there are things that is on that blueprint. The airport has to be properly functioning. There are things about this Revival Capital. There is school. There is a children's center. I mean, we have a small one that we are fixing. And yeah, she mentioned that we need about 300,000 to complete that children building, that children repair that is going on. That's, so those are some of the things that is going on in our mind. So, but the husband, which is Pastor George, saw the blueprint and knew that, okay, this is the Revival Capital. Now, so Exodus 25:40 says, "And look that thou make them after the pattern which was shown thee in the mount." Okay, let's go to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. Says, "Who serve unto the examples and shadow of heavenly things." When they say things, it means things, matter, heavenly things. "As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, said he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed thee on the mountain." Now, there's a scripture, I can't find it now, but the temple or the tabernacle that Solomon built was received by David, and he gave him specific instruction of the measurement of the curtain, he says, "as given to me from heaven." So these things, just so we are talking about the Revival Capital, so think about yourself. There are things in heaven. See it. That's why we pray that prayer. Open the eyes of my understanding. And stop shortchanging God with your salary. Thinking your salary is going to build that heavenly temple or that thing that you are believing God for. It's not your salary. It's not that thing. No. So we see there, there are things set up. When God spoke to Brother Copeland at least twice, "Coming to you from the Revival Capital of the old earth," what did God see? Or what is in heaven? That is what we are downloading. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, good. So, and these things we download it by the Spirit. So material, heavenly material being released for this Revival Capital not to be after the pattern of men. Not to build it after the pattern of men, but after the pattern received on the mount that Brother Copeland received, that Sister Gloria received, Pastor George was telling received. After those patterns, should this place be built? Because it says, "Oh, it's not Revival Capital of Texas. It's not Revival Capital of America. It's the Revival Capital of the old earth." And we are beginning to see things form in a way. In a way, we have international offices. Things are about to explode. Really, seriously, about to explode. It won't be what you knew before. But we have to get it by the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So we will go back again and continue to pray. Amen. Into that place. I know you haven't lost your place. We are not losing any place. We just needed to encourage ourselves. You good? Okay.
I saw something.
Yeah, say something. That's what this is for, that purpose.
Please.
Her name is Rebecca Melstein. Some of you know her before I knew her, but she had prayed with me, Saiva, so I'm getting to know her.
We prayed over all our
sin together. I'm trying not to laugh.
What I saw was I saw three eagles. One was huge, and then there was one that came up by the big eagle, and it started turning its head like this, and its eyes could see everywhere, and that was Pastor Terry.
Amen. Amen. I believe so.
And then when we went to the intercessors, or the prayers, you were calling forth the prayers, I saw it going real deep and pulling up,
Amen.
Deep and pulling up,
Amen.
Deep and pulling up. It
Amen.
Went seven times.
Amen.
Seven times.
Amen. Amen.
Seven times.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We are coming to you, Lord. This prayer is coming to you from the revival capital of the earth. We are coming and we are connecting heaven and earth, and we are making that bridge, and we are downloading every heavenly material that is required to be operational in this revival capital. Every material, all of it, nothing left on the table, Lord. Everything taken from that table to be exactly as the pattern that you showed our leader, that you showed Pastor George, Pastor Terry, that you showed Brother Copeland, yes, Sister Gloria, according to that pattern, yes, Lord, we are surrounding them, we are making supply for them, and we are helping them right now to administer that pattern. Lendo recommendation. Lendereng nendomora mandegele borakanda bash. Mangaland the gendonon to nan talam de gabo talabagadation. Magaland the bagado la makatele megodo makatale gain the bokarama nashikaba. Maroba dasha kebolong the bora makatele bokosh. Marabanga dege lebo. Marushel and granda brandol and granda bede le commander. Mandele coromana catola make it or a manta kala nekatara nata 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 nata. Melo ranata ramo renete le menango dolipa. Lambanta 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 lambanta. Lambanta leke 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 bo. Makaraka daka 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 daka. Moro bara 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 bara. Ro 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 meke ne bo ro meke ne shi. Oh, Shelemanda. Oh, Shelemongodo, Bagarante, the Lemonengodo, Menengodo, Manangada, Malogodo, Belegabangato, Gabangalaba, Milopota, Malo, Malo, Manashelepota, Malo, Manamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanamanaman
Multiple doors. Many rooms, says the Lord. Opening those doors, I have multiple rooms. Opening the floodgates.
The grant The grant, oh Nekamaka, the grant of the seer, Lord. The grant of the seer. The grant of the prophet, Lord. The grant lamekageba. The grant elemengoda. Nemenengoda mangada. Grant elemengada boshi. Mangodobe. Mangadaba. Mangado. Mangada. Mangado gedeba dangado gobanga danga bango dom de makedo. Rekedegede godoma. Rakabaga degedoma. Rakabaga dogoma. Rekamaka doga beka tega mekado. Rakabaga do. Rekabaga do. Bika 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 do. That do do do. Dekabaga doga baga doga baga doga baga doga baga do. Make a dog a market door, make a mega door, O doors, the Gamarash, doors, the Menosh, doors, the Lebegond, doors, the Lebagoria, doors, the Lemokosh, O Lemanga Yamakosha, Uramanga Shekaba, O Lemongora Bakasha, Oh, yes, Lord, the voice of God, the voice that is required, oh God, the voice required, Lemekondaba, the voice of the Lord, the voice of righteousness, oh God, the voice to move things along in righteousness in this nation. Lord, we are asking you for that voice, Lemekoya, that voice to move things along in righteousness. Oh, yes, the voice of righteousness in this nation, Legabo Rakandebo. The voice of righteousness, Lamagori and the Balingo Ramananga Negoloma, Angelengo Ramananga Labagoi, Hahohi, Hama, Hui Nemo. The voice, Elemunda. The voice that bringeth salvation. The voice that bringeth relief, O God. The voice that bringeth peace, Elenongudishila Marakato Meneka. The voice, the Molongaba. That break the cedars of Lebanon. Those born in Mandoben, the Menandabandobeka. The voice of the Lord upon many waters. The voice of the Lord, Lebegode Marangade. The voice of the Lord, Lemangode Marangagale and Okabagada. Oh, the voice of the Lord, Nemekayaba. Hamanengodom Marangabon Konemana. Oh, Remeka. The voice, Labagunde Gaba. Oh, Yelemengada Galama. In the Manangodoma, the elevation of this voice, O God. The elevation of this voice, O God. The elevation of this voice. This voice coming out of the revival capital. The voice coming out of the revival capital. The voice coming out of the revival capital. Oh, the voice of this time. The voice of this season. The voice that changes times and seasons. The voice that changes times and seasons. The voice that Lamando recommenda, commander. The voice that prepares the troop. The voice that prepares the people. The voice, Lenon Grota. The voice of preparation. The voice of readiness. The voice of the awakening. The voice of the awakening. Coming out of the revival capital. The voice eliminating Shakaba. The voice eliminating Godi and Akashi. Oh, Remenesh. Oh, Remenesh. Oh, Regedegedegama Coloma. Oh, Remenesh. Oh, Remenesh Kalamando. Amino, Mene, Manamino. Habala Godi. Amilento Robodi. Halimenongoruba, Jegulo, Menesh. Oh, Stelebengada. The voice, Telemandoko. Oh, Lemengande Menenkanda Banda. And the Monkolomenga Dambalanka Dagalambo God de Calabata Yenish. Nongolambaraja Galamarekan de Kamekushaka. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lemekamaka Dobekanoma. We are here to do your will, Lord. Hamakayon de Beo Koyambakayo Koyambakayanga Bokoye. The revival capital. Is here to do your will, to do your bidding, Ekaman Goshim, to do your bidding for the last days. Hemogon, 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 the Bogado Begadango Begudong Gilimosh. Aha Yenoshim, Hayamana Shakama Yakmosh, Mengele Sakadang Gudu, Malankado, Malakada, Melengudo, Melenkada, Gado Bede Gile Burugod, Malabigere, Jamla Shaka. Mata banda banda bro, mengle bentere intara, merebenda, jamana, 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 ameko de brakdo, singne makando la makdo, ndele terendero, lamene kasho, amrosha tabada, jaklab, the revival capital of the old heart, helemo shokobaga, makadaba, you listen to the revival capital. You listen to the voice coming out of the revival capital. You listen, Negabadosh. You listen, Negabagado. You prepare yourself. You prepare yourself based on the voice. You make Kandaba. Get things ready. Get it ready. Melengado. Melangada. Melangodabagabagabagalaba. The voice that make ready. The voice that make ready. The voice that empowers. The voice that empowers. The voice, Lemongada. Oh, that empowers. The voice. Oh, Meungo. The voice, Elamanka. No prison door. No prison door. No prison gate. Oh, Yemekaba. Can hold back this door. No, nothing can lock out this voice. The voice. The voice out of the revival capital. The voice out of the revival capital. Politics cannot stop it. Government cannot stop it. This voice, Amokonde, this voice out of the revival capital carries the government. This voice carries the government. This voice prepares the government. This voice prepares the government. This voice, Elemen Katapa, Zominato, Zamanata, Mekotomineto, Makaneka, Mekanoko, Makanaka, Noko, Mekana, Nemeno, Nomenego, Mekono, the voice, the Melo Shaka, the voice, Elemen Gadabaka, the voice, Nemeko Makaba, going out, Elemen Dosh, going out, Elemen Negation, Amanekando, Mankadabadosh, Mankadabado, Menekata, Manekata, and the Belokondosh. Amaraka Dagaba, the voice of the prophet, the voice of the prophet, Kelebendo Sada, Ambaraka Tamana, and the Bendaba, Onde Kalaba, Mekoto, oh yeah, changes in Tamanancha, changes times and seasons. Himelokama, voice announcing time and season, Lamakoto, accurate. Accurate in the Menokoshi. Accurate Lebekondeka. Accurate pronouncement of the times and of the seasons in the name of Jesus. Accurate pronouncement of the times and the season. Bold pronouncement. Bold pronouncement. Bold pronouncement of the times and of the seasons. And abokone mekaneta mangoloba. The voice that gathers. The voice that gathers. That gathers the lost. The voice that gathers. That gathers mekorama. Oh, le mengodosh. And the belendosapa. And the gili mindoroma. Ajalume rekebaga. Oyenemende de gelebosh. Hamaraketon de bekata. Oh, yes, kelebakapa. In the bongatapa. The voice of the Son of Man. Ilendo siembinekapa. Amandega. A mentoria and disclosed and breaker. Yeah, the voice that discloses wisdom, knowledge, oh, yeah. Counsel, understanding. The voice, elemokaba, that utter secret truth in the mekoshi. The voice that makes clear the truth of the gospel. The voice, elemendush and engata. The voice, elemendakatam and kondaba. Oh, the voice, the Melekasha, and the Bedes and the Menento Ramananga Dabadangolo Mekandaba. Ha ha, a Shenebonda. Ha ha, a Shamago de Beko de Belekabaka. Ha ha, and the Bokoba. Ha ha, and the Montene Mendabadekaba. A Yelemongodo. Ah, the voice that cannot be unraveled, cannot be unraveled by evil. Ha ha, oh, Lemenin Shakabaka. Oh. The voice that exposes evil and destroys evil. The voice, oh, ye command the Kamashoka. Going forth like a double-edged sword, Mangonda, cutting asunder on the belate Koramba de Klendomanesh. Oh, the voice of judgment. The voice of judgment. The voice in the Mekanta and Benta. Oh, yes, Kalimondoka. Men encountering this voice. Women encountering this voice. Children encountering this voice. Elemandoria and the baroche mbere condition. And the baruko jenkamaka. Amanda, Amada, Amada, Zolonde Robolo commotion. Holy Bendele Kandaba. Hahash and the Baka. And the Balakoshi. Hamangelesh. Hamanga Dogaba. Oh Yemeka. Oh the voice that urges people. That urges men, Nikoma. Oh, the voice, Lemakondeba. That urges them. The voice, Lemakaba. Yes, Omekona. Lord, we are asking, Lord God, that you open the ears of the deaf, O God. You open the eyes of the blind. Let them hear this voice. Let them hear this voice. This voice that you have set in this revival capital. Let them hear. Oh, let them hear. For you want them to be saved. You want them to be saved. And we are asking, oh God, oh Nekaba, that you send forth this voice, oh God. Send forth the law out of Zion. We are asking that you send forth the law out of the revival capital. The law of the spirit of life out of this revival capital. That this law goes forth. Amen on Sunday, Gelendoche. Amenesonde Galamanta. Esegeboraba. Oh yeah, yes, Kenemongodo. Lord, we are asking for that miracle. This is a request from the revival capital, God. Lord, we remember the day of Pentecost when they began to speak with new tongues, oh God. And you gave them that utterance, oh God. And people from all over the earth heard them speak in their own language. Lord, we are asking for that miracle where this voice is concerned. For the miracle of translation, for the miracle of interpretation, for the miracles of men from other tongues, of men and women of other tongues, of people from other nations having direct dealing, having direct messages delivered to them. Deliver miraculous interpretation. Both miraculous, yes, the ones that eyes cannot see, Lord. And where the equipment is concerned, we are also asking you for those equipment that has not yet been designed. That when we begin to speak the voice out here, it begins to automatically begins to dispense out in hundreds of languages and hundreds thousands of dialects in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking for that. We need that. We want that in the revival capital. You call it the revival capital? It is the revival capital. This is the revival capital. This is the revival capital. This is the revival capital. And the Golombra and Shelegonta and Marasa to claim the Boshika. And the Bengalom and Nkoloma Shakaba. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, the Bekoshika. For answers, Eleanoshika. For answers, Lenegodoshika. Answers. Answers that encourages. Answers that will encourage Pastor Terry and Pastor George. Answers that will bring joy and gladness into the heart of Brother Copeland and Sister Gloria. Answers, oh God, that will bring joy and gladness into the heart of Sister Iva, oh God. Answers, answers, oh God, that will bring joy and gladness into the heart of the prayers on this campus. Into the heart of those, oh God, who are striving themselves to make themselves available for you where this assignment of the revival capital is concerned. Answers, answers, exceedingly abundantly, above that which they have asked of or thought about, oh Lord. Answers, answers that bring gladness, answers that bring relief, answers that brings, yes, Kelebora, deliverances, deliverances from all forms of sickness and disease. Elondoria Kamaka, all. Yendigore Meneka, answers, answers. Lord, they become the Kamaka Shaka, supernatural miracles. The gift of working of miracles. Faith, the gift of faith, Lord. In operation in this place. And the Goloma Kashaka. And the Belondo Sekeleba. And the Marabon Sendekola Bekeshekaba. And the Bakashaka. Father, we know that we have done that which is right in your sight, O God. For we remember, O God, when Moses was on that mountain,
yes,
and he sent Joshua to fight the war, and as Joshua and as Moses began to get worried, oh God, you surrounded him, oh God, with Aaron,
yeah,
and is it her? Aaron, yeah. Aaron and her, and they lifted his hand,
yeah,
and Joshua began to make great advancement. Mm-hmm. We believe. You have done that for our pastors, for Pastor George and Pastor Terry this morning, oh God, that we will see in the camp, that we will see in this revival capital, that we will see in among the partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministry, we will see, oh God, among the e-members, we will see among the members of this church, among the workers, among the volunteers, we will see in the name of Jesus, one after the other, victorious living, victorious encounters. Yes, things that they have labored for, things that have been oppressive will begin to give way because, Lord, the hands of Pastor Terry, the hands of Pastor George, the hands of Sister Iva, the hands of Brother Copeland and Sister Gloria, their hands are lifted up before you, lifted up in battle in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for victory in the camp. Victory in the camp. Victory, Hilibango Cinema. Ah, we gather the spoils. We gather the spoils. Satan, we bind you. You don't take those spoils. It belongs to us. You have just suffered a massive loss to your kingdom. And so all of the spoils of war, we gather it. We gather it right now. Satan, we bind you and we lose angels right now. Go forth. Angels, go forth. Yes, harvesting angels, go forth and get all of the spoils. Everything that belongs to the revival capital. Everything that belongs to the laborers on this campus. Everything that belongs to the volunteers, everything that belongs to those who have aligned themselves with the revival capital and the vision of this campus. Yes, everything that belongs to them, yes, gather it right now and bring them home in Jesus' name. Bring them home in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Kedebosha. Yes, Lord. Oh, yeah, Karabaka. In the Boko Shekaba. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you are so good. Yes, Lord. In the Boko Rabaka Shekaba. Thank you, Jesus, for the prayers. Thank you, Lord, for those that pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what, Lord, what you are able to accomplish today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of working with you, Lord. Privilege of working with you and making rearrangement on the face of this earth, O Lord. Thank you for involving us in this place. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate it. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we will not discard the reward of this time, O God. We say in the name of Jesus Christ, we reach out our hands, O Lord, and we take the reward that you have given to us for this time. And we thank you for it. We praise you. Reward of life. Reward of rejuvenation. Reward in every realm of our lives. Spirit, soul, and body. Those rewards, we take it in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you guys for coming to prayer today. Amen. You covered it? You good? Amen. Good. Okay.
Look at this word. It jumped out at me. Once. This pattern.
Yeah, read it. You want to read that?
According to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments, therefore even so shall you make it.
Yeah. I mean, if you read those things, you see serious details. So, thank you guys for coming. Yes, you have something? Yeah, come.
And the second wave of prayer, praise you, Jesus. I seen in waves, I seen and heard something. And first of all, I heard that he was raising people to come and undergird with us all, okay? Right. And then the next, and there was a little bit, we kept praying, and I heard people with a deep hunger. To be a part of they're hungry. Amen. To be a part of the revival capital of the world. Amen. They're so hungry. They're hungrier than they are for food.
Amen. Amen.
And that's what I saw and I felt it.
Amen. Amen.
And then before I heard these things, I saw the revival capital campus. And I saw the people, like as we're praying, all gathered around the campus, and we were praying, and then I saw like layer upon layer of people, but yet they were a lighter shade. I don't know if they were even angels. And it went all the way up to a point into the heaven, and it reminded me of a tent. Isn't that amazing? Amen. And I was like, and yeah, and then it's like when he was talking about the deep hunger, that there was an urgency to come from all the nations, and people from the nations will come, and every nation will be represented.
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
You, God.
That's Amen. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, thank you, guys. We love you. We appreciate you for coming. Isava is doing really well. She's doing great. She said she was coming yesterday, but I saw a text this morning saying, okay, soon, have it. So, but she's doing great. Thank you all for coming. Amen.